To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What a beautiful afternoon in early December. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you are with us this afternoon. And look, I mentioned earlier that there are only four more regular season games. The Saints are in the Caesars Superdome Sunday afternoon, and you've got a chance to win tickets. Not many games left. If you want to go see them, you watch them on television, listen to them here on WWL, man, you gotta embrace all of these games, because we wait so long for the season to start, and it doesn't take long for it to just fly by and come to an end. I think the playoffs are going to be great, even though the Saints are not going to be in them. There's some just great football to watch, and I'm really enjoying it. Great college football as well. So that's not over, but, I mean, we're coming, you know, to the end of the regular season. So it doesn't last long. You got to appreciate it. So you can win two premium tickets to the game between the Saints and the Carolina Panthers. You know, we went to Carolina and beat them. They're fighting for a playoff position. They don't like the fact that we beat them. They're going to come to our home and try to beat us. I'm hoping the Saints play the way they play on the road in the dome. And we talked about this yesterday. Somebody brought up the idea that they might be, you know, they might be less nervous on the road, or that they're looser on the road. And if that's the case, then, you know, Kellen Moore and the coaches, they've got to get these guys thinking, just be relaxed in the dome and don't try too hard. Just go out there and have fun like you do on the road, because it seems to work. And hopefully at some point the Saints can start to take back dome field advantage, which up to this point has been a myth. Anyway, you can score two tickets to the game Sunday afternoon, and also a pair of VIP tailgate passes to the Bullseye Event Group tailgate party at Benson Tower right across from the dome. Great food, premium liquor, just you know, get full and get a little buzz on, and then walk over to the dome and enjoy the game. It really is it's a great thing. And celebrity chef Aaron May is doing the food. So this is a fun thing to do. Get two tickets and a pair of VIP passes to the Bullseye Event Group party. And all you have to do is go to WWL.com/contest with an S to register to win. And you can register every day, once a day. So register today, tomorrow, and Thursday. And you've got a chance to win, and good luck. Again, just go to our website, WWL.com/contest. It'll be fun to be there. And look, these are really good seats. All right, we have been talking this afternoon about Helena Moreno taking over a tremendous deficit from the Cantrell administration, and that there has been money there. The general fund has been used to pay for FEMA road work. A lot of road work has not been done, and Mayor Cantrell messed up a lot of stuff. I mean, I don't know what she did right. I'm sure she did some things right, but she screwed up a lot of things. Because doing the work for the people who put her in office was not on her agenda. Her agenda was about doing what made her feel good and what made her beneficial, things that she benefited from. You know, we know her attitude when it comes to that. But the new mayor, Helena Moreno, is going to inherit a $1.7 billion street repair program. And a lot of this work could have been done, because I think the money was there, but it wasn't done. And now they've got to try to get in as much as they can between now and December 31st. I actually have seen a lot of work in my neighborhood, Lakeview, on Old Hammond Highway and then on Pontchartrain Boulevard. They finished up that work, but there was some patchwork done in some spots on Weston Boulevard and mainly on Pontchartrain Boulevard. So, you know, I'm happy to see that. So it seems like they're rushing to get some work done before the deadline, but there was so much that was mishandled. And apparently, Landrieu and Nagin's administration did not handle things properly either. But Cantrell did apparently nothing to try to rectify the situation. I know I've talked about this a few times, and we haven't gotten to this yet, but I'm going to get to it hopefully this week. This is over the controversy involving live music at Felix's at West End. And there's a woman who claims that she could not get on my show, which is a lie. And I need to get some more information from the people that I talk to and get information from before I can talk about this topic. So I haven't forgotten about it. I'm going to get to that eventually. Fox News is making an interesting claim. Well, a host on Fox News is making an interesting claim. This host on Fox News is saying that women get hotter if they become Republican. Women get hotter if and when they become Republican. And she's talking about Sidney Sweeney, who appears to be a Republican, and how much hotter she got when she became a Republican. So do you believe that women become hotter if they become Republican? I find this kind of an interesting declaration. But Katrina Campins declared that all Republican women are hot. Whoa, I got to disagree with that. This was on genius Jesse Waters' primetime show. And she talked about Sidney Sweeney. She's getting hotter, and they're so jealous, right? They're like, she's so Republican, and she's getting hotter by the minute. Well, you know, I mean, this is really not true, because, I mean, there are some ugly Republicans. There are some ugly Democrats. There are some hot Democrats, and there are some hot Republicans. But, I mean, you know, it's all subjective. So, you know, I mean, if you want to believe that that your party has better-looking women, you can certainly believe that. The president is saying that he would be a better host than terrible Jimmy Kimmel. And as much as he has bashed Jimmy Kimmel, it didn't do any good because Jimmy Kimmel just signed a new one-year extension to his contract with Disney's ABC network. And so all of his criticism of Jimmy Kimmel has not worked. Jimmy Kimmel just signed this new extension. I think the president would be really interesting as a talk show host. I mean, you'd never know when he would lose his temper. I'm sure he would treat the women guests differently from the male guest, kind of like he does with reporters. So, I mean, if he were a talk show host, I think I'd watch that show. I mean, it would be really, really interesting. We have also talked a lot about today. We've talked a lot about the ice age in New Orleans, in Louisiana, the Catahoula Crunch, and just the way ICE agents go about finding people and detaining people. And again, please hear me correctly. If you're in this country illegally, you need to become legal. You need to not come here illegally. You don't need to be here illegally. The border is a crisis. It has been for a long, long time, and we need to do something about it. But both sides can't seem to come together with a solution. They could, but they don't want to, because each uses it as an issue against the other. So nothing is done because it's a convenient political talking point. And I think that's really sad. But we don't need people coming here illegally. And the people who are here illegally need to be held accountable, especially the criminals. But this idea that the administration is going after the criminals is flawed by the reality that out of 38 people detained, only 9 had criminal records beyond traffic citations. So they're lying because they're not really going after criminals. I mean, they might be going after them, too, but they're going after everybody. And they have set 5,000 as a quota to reach for Louisiana. Now, what if there are another 3,000 here who are illegal and criminals? Do you reach your quota and then go focus on another state while all these other illegals with criminal records go free? I don't know the answer to that, but I don't like the idea of having a quota. I don't like the idea that they purposely dress to intimidate. It's not as much about safety as it is about intimidation. So I have no problem with removing illegal people from this country. But the DACA people are different. Those who came here underage, their parents brought them here, and they came here and they are contributing to America. And as I have said, there are illegal immigrants who are paying taxes and contributing to America more so than some Americans. There are some Americans who are taking from the government and not doing anything. The illegal immigrants are contributing. Some illegal immigrants are contributing more than some Americans. And there are illegal immigrants who are here doing jobs that Americans don't want to do. And there are Republicans as well as Democrats who are hiring illegal immigrants to do the work. So Republicans, along with Democrats, create the market for illegals to come here and find work. So look, it's a complicated issue. And most people can say that they've had absolutely no negative contact, or there's been nothing negative has happened as a result of an illegal immigrant. But most people who are really riled up about illegal immigrants think that they're this tremendous threat, but yet no illegal immigrant has ever done anything to them, and they've never had any contact with illegal immigrants. So it's kind of interesting that this fear-mongering has worked, because people have been made to fear people that they don't need to be afraid of collective as a group. Sure, there's some bad illegal immigrants. There's some bad American citizens. So, I mean, I get that. And I'm not standing up for illegals. I'm standing up for those who are contributing to the country. But there has been this irrational fear instilled in people by the media. You have been told to fear illegal immigrants because of the things that they're doing, when American citizens are doing a hell of a lot more. So in reality, you have more to fear from American citizens than illegal immigrants, but that's not the sense that people have. We still have to get to this idea of what to do. In fact, I don't know if I'm going to get to this today. I'm going to save this until tomorrow. How can you tell if your child is being radicalized on social media? And if you think your child might be radicalized, what do you do? So I'm going to put this off until tomorrow, because I want to talk about something that happened late in the show yesterday. The last caller to the show yesterday is suffering from SDS, Scoot Derangement Syndrome. And I am so deep in this guy's head. I'm really in the heads of a lot of people. And I posted a video about this on Substack, Scoot on the Air, Facebook, and Instagram. And you can view the video and comment. But this caller just brought up something that was totally irrelevant to the conversation that we were having. And it was no reflection on me in any kind of negative way, because I've talked about what he criticized me for not talking about. I've talked about it, but I just wasn't talking about it yesterday. And the guy just seemed like a real buffoon when he brought this up, relative to the conversation about yesterday's anniversary of the murder of John Lennon in 1980. So, you know, you can comment, you can go to Facebook, Substack, or Instagram, and comment on that. I'll try to read some of your comments if I can. But why are people so interested in bashing people on social media? I mean, I worry about this from a psychological standpoint, and we're going to talk more about that with a doctor coming up next. I see it every day in this business. There are people that go out of their way to criticize, to condemn, because they believe something that's different from what I believe. And that should be okay in America, but it's not. And they want to get ugly. They want to get personal in some ways. And I mean, I've had to block some, because it's just, you know, I don't need to deal with the stupidity. But it's just fascinating that people have the time and the desire to focus on somebody they totally disagree with. Now, if you want to focus on somebody you disagree with because you want to hear the other side, that's one thing. But man, if there's somebody I don't like, I ignore them. I don't, in my personal life, I don't pay attention to them. I'm certainly not going to take time to go on their social media sites and platforms and make comments. But man, I am apparently deep in the heads of a lot of people. And it must be SDS, Scoot Derangement Syndrome. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. The Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-186.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
70. The song is Cherry Cherry by Neil Diamond. And according to a poll released in the U.S. in 1988, Neil Diamond was the number one artist for background music during SEX. Neil Diamond? Oh, I remember 1988, and Neil Diamond wouldn't have been on my list. You know who came in second place? Beethoven. I kind of get that. Luther Vandross came in third place. I get that. Number one on my list, I think, would be Teddy Pendergrass. And you put that song on Turn on the Lights? It's hot. Anyway, Neil Diamond was number one on the list of background music for Boinkin'. All right, so I wonder why so many people pay so much attention to harshly criticizing those they disagree with on social media. I mean, why bother? Dr. Royce Hidalgo is a professor. Salgado is a professor at the University of Holy Cross in the Department of Counseling and Behavioral Science. And thank you for being with us, Doctor.
My pleasure.
All right, Dr. Salgado, why do people spend so much time, take so much effort in condemning those they disagree with on social media?
It's a combination of factors, and among them is anonymity. The need to want to express oneself is there. Many of us have things that we feel like we want to say, and we think that others want to hear it, but we don't realize that not everybody's necessarily interested in our opinion. Nevertheless, social media offers that platform and that opportunity to speak with an anonymous opportunity, with a screen keeping us at bay and protected.
Doctor, do people gain some sense of having power with this ability to correct you, to tell you that you're wrong? Do they feel like they're doing the work for others who they support in politics?
That's actually another factor, that sense of moral superiority and ideological conviction that I have something that is of value, that's important, that can contribute to society, perhaps. And they think that they have those one-liners, those memes, those zingers that can go ahead and prove a point, and in their opinion and their thinking, perhaps sway some over to their side or their way of thinking, yeah, which is not necessarily the case.
Doctor, what I find fascinating, though, is that some people get so personal. And it's like, I mean, I'm in the heads of a lot of people, and they just can't let it go. I mean, they comment on everything I post on one of the three of the social media platforms that I'm regularly on. And it gets personal. And I don't understand. If you don't like somebody and don't agree with them, man, in my life, I ignore those people, but they can't seem to not ignore me.
Yeah, and you're actually doing a very good thing in your efforts to ignore them. The issue perhaps then lies with other comments or other responses that others perhaps post. It's the likes and the comments that potentially reinforce their ideas that contribute to those people coming back and posting more and thinking that they are doing a one-upmanship, if you will.
Yeah.
It's this intermittent reinforcement, this classical conditioning that no different than a slot machine. You know, you may not get a hit every single time, but every once in a while you do hit. You get a like, you get a comment, and then that just reinforces it. It releases dopamine, and there's an adrenaline rush, and that dopamine hit makes you want to go back and give some more.
So for anybody who deals with this, or anybody's kids who are dealing with, you know, condemnation, harsh criticism on social media over, you know, I don't like the music you listen to, I don't like your hair, I don't like your clothes, all that kind of stuff, is the best way to deal with that to just totally ignore them?
Yeah, pretty much. It's to ignore. And I know it's easier said than done, but ignoring and ghosting the comments does eventually extinguish the behavior, because they're not getting that dopamine hit. They're not getting that reinforcement. And that's ultimately what fuels that behavior. And so if people aren't commenting, if people aren't liking, if people aren't responding to it, then it's going to assuage that response in the person who is engaging that behavior, and they're going to eventually stop. Perhaps also muting them or blocking them on the platform. That's another way of going about it.
Yeah.
And if necessary, perhaps if it becomes a criminal offense, reporting it to the appropriate platforms or authorities.
Yeah, I've had that happen, and I have done exactly that. And this is not just about me. I'm just using my personal firsthand experience in talking about this, but I know a lot of people deal with this with themselves and with their kids as well. It also seems to me that there is this... there's this attempt to again change my mind or change the mind of the other person. And sometimes, you know, I guess I get my charge out of going back with what I think is like the perfect rebuttal to what they're saying or pointing something out like, wait, so this is a serious topic and, you know, you got to get personal with the way I wear my hair or my clothes. I mean, why can't you pay attention to the topic?
Right. And there's just no arguing or no reasoning with someone who makes a comment of that nature. When they start to comment on your looks or your traits or what you're wearing, one-liners such as, you know, got it, I hear you, leaving it at that is enough to perhaps get them to not continue, because you're not feeding the beast, if you will.
But here,
and just go ahead.
No, finish.
No, and then just setting a time limit, you know, like just not engaging, and then just, you know, we ourselves protecting ourselves and doing that self-care by not going onto social media as often. Now, I know that with work and things of that nature, there might be elements where you have to go as part of one's work. Mm-hmm. But to the extent that we limit that, it's going to be helpful to reduce that anxiety and take a breath and take a step back from those attacks.
Well, Doctor, I'm old enough to remember a time when people disagreed on politics, but it wasn't their whole life. What has happened that has turned so many Americans into people who are defined almost solely by their politics? Is it because they're insecure and don't have an identity, and their identity is being part of this club, this tribe, being part of this bigger group, that's their identity, and that they somehow gain definition in life from that?
That perhaps in combination with a number of other factors, their own insecurities and they not identifying with others. And the fact that we have withdrawn as a society, we're not engaging offline in the same ways that we had several years ago. A lot of our interactions now are online. We work remotely. We study remotely. People take asynchronous courses. A lot of different things that happen. We socialize. We play games. So much of our life, recreationally, professionally, and academically, is now online. So we have lost a lot of those social graces that take place offline. There is a real threat offline that if you don't engage in a pro-social behavior, that you could actually get hit. There's this protective factor when you engage in improprietous ways in an online format.
You know, I hope things change, but the more isolated we become because of social media and technology today, I think there's a growing desire to create some sense of community in our lives. Do you agree with that?
Yes, and that certainly is something that seems to be playing a part, because we are isolated and we don't interact with people offline in an in-person scenario as often as we used to. There is this this false sense of community when you become tribal, whether it be red or blue or left or right, and that seems to be something that is happening in our society, not only in the U.S., but across all countries around the world.
You know, like when you go to a coffee shop, you might go there, you might not talk to anybody, and you might not know anybody there, but there's some sense of community, knowing that like there's other people around. It's even if you're on social media, just talking with you're with your particular group, you're still isolated in a way, but you feel like there's a sense of community just by being there.
Certainly, and when one interacts with people in other areas, such as in a coffee house or at a park or at a bar or what have you. And even if politics comes up, in those types of circumstances with someone that you are not in a close relationship with, they tend to be a little bit more reasonable. They tend to interact and be more respectful, as opposed to this online situation or perhaps with family members at a gathering for the holidays.
Well, Doctor, thank you for your insight. I love talking to you. You know, you're a great resource for us, and I'm going to have you on again soon. And I want to talk to you about a little bit later. We'll talk about the tough times that the holidays provide for a lot of people, because it's a joyous, happy time for many. But boy, I've been through the holidays when it's been a really tough time, and I know a lot of people struggle this time of year. So we can talk to you about that as well.
Most certainly.
All right. Dr. Roy Salgado, who is a professor of counseling and also behavioral science at the University of Holy Cross. Again, thank you for your time and expertise, Doctor.
Thank you very much for your help.
All right. All right. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1965, a Christmas classic, A Charlie Brown Christmas, aired for the first time on CBS. No, I've never seen it. I started to watch it. I was a kid, you know. I started to watch it, and I started to notice that Charlie Brown was a little too close to who I was. And it was too hard for me to watch that. You know, as a kid growing up with a strong case of obsessive compulsive disorder, and nobody knew what that was back then. And, man, I was struggling, and I couldn't watch Charlie Brown. I'm sure it's great. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
WL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar on this day in 1972, this was the number one song in America. I Am Woman by Helen Reddy. It became a national anthem for the women's liberation movement back in the 70s. This is when women were burning their bras. Women decided that to feel free, they were going to no longer wear bras. And you know, I never complained about that trend. Anyway, this was one of the big songs of the women's live movement back then. Remember it well. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you're with us. Let me share a couple of comments from the SOTA Facebook page. We had a call late in the show yesterday. And yesterday, if you were with us yesterday, you know that it was the anniversary of John Lennon's death. It was announced on Monday Night Football. And Howard Cosell, who I just loved, did a great job making this serious announcement during this football game. But yesterday was the day, and it did happen on a Monday, in 1980, when John Lennon was murdered. And we talked about this yesterday, and I used a lot of bumper music from John Lennon and songs that he sang as some of the songs that he was lead on when he was with the Beatles. And so I take this call, and the guy essentially wants to know why I'm talking about John Lennon's death and why I'm not talking about Charlie Kirk's death. Well, I talked about Charlie Kirk's death. It wasn't a topic yesterday. I wasn't trying to ignore Charlie Kirk's assassination, which I thought was horrible, and I am very happy with the way I dealt with that at the time. It was a horrible thing that happened, and just because I didn't agree with everything that Charlie Kirk said, he should never have been silenced with a bullet or with anything. You know, opinions that I don't agree with should not be silenced. And so I was just outraged and horrified, like many Americans, over the death of Charlie Kirk. But for somebody to bring that up when I'm talking about the anniversary of John Lennon's death just shows that there are some people so infatuated with protecting their beliefs, their agenda, that if you're not talking about it all the time, then you're one of the enemy. man, I'm not the enemy. I'm just, you know, an American. I'm patriotic. I'm proud of this country. I'm proud to be in this country. I love being here. And, you know, I talk about the top issues. And John Lennon's death anniversary was a big deal. And so here's a comment from Serenity Pools. Maybe this is a company, Serenity Pools. And so considering the serious nature of John Lennon's death and the death of Charlie Kirk, this comment from Serenity Pools is this one of the Golden Girls? You know, talking about me. And I mean, I've talked about that often. Yes, I was on the Golden Girls. I was one of the Golden Girls. I'm sure you know that. I was in drag, and I'm not going to tell you which one I was, but I was one of the Golden Girls. I mean, I've talked about that often, so I don't even know why that's a question. Here's a comment from Edward. Some people feel the need to control the narrative. Perhaps if this happens again, you could laughingly and nicely suggest that they start their own radio show so they can control the narrative. That usually hushes them. Here's a comment from Shatney. Scoot, you talked about Charlie Kirk, and I don't think this guy was a regular listener. Some of the calls have been bizarre. Callers do not like to stay on topic because I think they like to get you going. Well, you know, I don't do that anymore. I mean, I talked about this guy yesterday because it's just an example of the way a lot of Americans feel and think. But to be offended politically because I'm talking about John Lennon's murder and not talking about Charlie Kirk when Charlie Kirk is not even in the news just shows the absurdity that some people have when it comes to their political beliefs. One more comment here. It says, Scoot, I agree. This is from Janet. Scoot, I agree with you 100%, and I hate that you feel compelled not to talk about politics because of these radical nuts. Although I understand, I still miss your intelligent political discussions. I hope you change your mind. Thanks for being you. Janet, thank you very much for that comment. You know, we comment on politics when we have to, and I'm going to continue to comment on political issues when I have to, but I'm no longer getting involved in those, you know, ridiculous, redundant debates that are inevitably with people who really don't seem to understand debate or don't understand talk radio. Don't have to get in those debates anymore, so we're not going to do that. But trust that we'll still, you know, talk about what we need to talk about. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back to wrap up the show on WWL. All right, have you noticed that the phone doesn't ring as much as it was ringing? You know why? Because December 7th, Sunday, was the deadline for making your changes to healthcare. So especially for boomers, man, those phone calls have finally gone away. My phone for like 3 months was just driving me insane. All right, coming up next, Sports Talk with Mike Dettillier and Steve Geller. And it's a Tulane Tuesday. They'll talk to Tulane coach John Sumrall, talk about the game coming up with Ole Miss. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, Market Manager Dan Barron, News Anchor Chris Miller, and Traffic with Court DP. Also, thank you for being part of the show. If you haven't done it yet, I hope you join me on Substack. Download the Substack app, and I'll post videos, and feel free to comment. Also, there's Scoot on the Air, Facebook, and Instagram. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.